With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Nebraska's Supreme Court has ruled that people with felony records can register to vote and cast ballots in next month's presidential election. Today's decision affects several thousand Nebraska residents. The Biden administration is increasing pressure on the Israeli government to address the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza within 30 days or risk losing U.S. weapons assistance. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Because there's been a decrease in humanitarian assistance, and it matters to us as to why, when, why now, because, again, tied to a recent decrease. But it's not like we haven't communicated these concerns in writing before to the Israelis. We have. And, you know, we'll continue to stay on this very, very important topic.
Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes killed at least 21 people in southern Lebanon today. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida residents hard hit by Hurricane Milton are getting back on their feet. Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's free fuel program has been a big help.
We have now dispensed, just from the state, over 2.5 million gallons of gas free to the people of Florida. So we've done regular gas, we've done diesel. Some of that has been just backfilling stations who needed it, and they weren't maybe able to get it from the port. But a lot of it has been our fuel sites that we've set up.
Electricity has been restored now to most of Florida, the number of customers without power under 80,000. The Small Business Administration is pausing new loan offers after running out of disaster assistance money. Congress won't be back until after the election to approve more funds. More than 100 people were killed after a gasoline tanker overturned and exploded in Nigeria. This is SRN News. There's a battle over flags in Denver.
The city school system has ordered that every classroom display an LGBT pride flag. This prompted one father to try and get his child's school to display a straight pride flag in class, an effort that was rejected by officials. The father filed suit, and now a judge has tossed his case out, deciding that the Denver school system's requirement that every classroom display the rainbow flag is a form of government speech which is not governed by the free speech law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Philippines president has signed a law that will expand Muslim courts in the country. Christians are expressing concern about the expansion of Sharia law among the vast Christian population there. One pastor in Cebu City tells ICC, "We respect the need for Islamic law for our Muslim brothers and sisters, but he's worried about creating a legal divide or misunderstanding between different faiths." This is SRN News. An increasing shift toward electric vehicles globally, especially in China, is poised to disrupt the global oil market.
That's according to a new report by the International Energy Agency. In recent years, China has accounted for most of the growth in oil demand and planet heating emissions. However, electric vehicles now make up 40% of new sales of cars in China and 20% globally, putting major oil and gas producers, quote, in a bind.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. October's supermoon is the closest of the year, and it's teaming up with a comet for a rare stargazing two-for-one. The moon will be 222,000 miles away tonight, making it seem even bigger and brighter than the August and September supermoons. A supermoon appears about three or four times a year. More details at srnnews.com.